This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Strengthening your muscles, honing your analytical skills. That's what we do on this radio show, the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I prepare you for what you're going to face in the day-to-day barrage of what happens in your life when you are confronted with liberalism. The barrage of liberalism, the barrage of silly ideas. I watched the debate between Jordan Peterson and Michael Eric Dyson, and he called Jordan Peterson, "You are a mean-spirited white man," not because of anything Jordan Peterson said. Peterson merely asked, he says, if there's a construct of white privilege, he goes, "I'd like to ask you two questions." He says, "One, can you tell me what degree that I have it? Am I 10% privileged, 20%, 50%, or 100%? And then, can you tell me what I can do to atone for so we can move forward away from the nonsense?" And Michael Eric Dyson took affront to that. He's like, "You're a mean-spirited white man." Now, see, here's the reason why I don't like white people debating silly notions like white privilege. Because what I would have said to Michael Eric Dyson is, in order for you to be able to say that there's white privilege, it has to exist in all forms. So I'll give you an example. Usain Bolt, fastest dude on the planet. Most of the sprinters are black guys. Most of the best athletes in football, in the sport of football, are black people. There's all of these things where they're making mega millionaires out of black folks. Well, if there's white privilege, how does that exist? Now, Michael Eric Dyson might argue, "Well, Kevin Jackson, that's because those black people are willing to put in the time and the energy and the effort. And they're willing to pay their dues." And you go, "Oh, wait. So you can work hard and overcome. Is that what you're saying, Michael Eric Dyson? Can you not do that in other aspects of life, Michael Eric Dyson?" "Yeah. Oh, but wait a minute, Kevin. No. You're trying to," he would use a bunch of big words and tell me, you know, about the, you know, there's some autocratic big words. Is the reason for these people to do that. And then I would argue with Michael Eric Dyson. I'd say, "Well, then if there is such a thing as white privilege and these black men are working hard, if the white privilege really existed, would anybody ever let me see them?" I'll use boxing as an example. But there was a time when boxing was, you know, you couldn't be a black guy and then box with white people. Do you think that all the time that all those white people were leading the sport of boxing that there wasn't some black dude saying, "Man, I've been working in the field picking cotton for, you know, my whole life, baling hay, doing a white man's work. I'll get in there and beat them white boys up." But it didn't happen until Jack Johnson. And after that, there was an explosion of black champions of all weight classes. So if white privilege exists, why does it let black people be seen doing anything great? The president of the United States was elected because of white privilege, right? I mean, some white guy said, "Let's get this guy elected," or it wouldn't have happened. I mean, really and truly, what they're essentially saying is they're diminishing everybody's accomplishments. It is white people that allow these things to occur, or they couldn't occur. Anything that happens to black people good, whether it's through meritocracy, you actually earn it, or in the case of Obama, somebody says, I want you to be it, that yea, verily, you are it," that's white privilege. So it must exist. And to acknowledge that, you yourself, Michael Eric Dyson, are a product of white privilege. You get it? Man, I'm good. Kevin Jackson Show, educating people. Let me tell you, when I met with Charlie Kirk, Charlie's doing Turning Point, and everybody's having these discussions, and I said to Charlie, I go, "Charlie, no offense to you and Ben Shapiro, but you lose, brilliant guys, but once you get in front of that audience and black people start talking about white privilege and all this, they dismiss you. But they can't dismiss me." Because I would say to Michael Eric Dyson, "Michael, in order for me to believe in white privilege, I have to believe that white people are the reason why I am who I am. I have to believe that. I have to believe there's a system that would oppress me And the only way for me to get around that system is not through hard work and diligence, because I've already argued that that doesn't matter. It's not through hard work and diligence. It's if somebody white decides, I'm going to let that occur. So I don't believe in the construct. I don't believe in the concept of white privilege, because it belittles me. Now, see, I would make that argument to Michael Eric Dyson, and he'd be, well, Kevin, you are nothing but an Uncle Tom. And a, great. Okay. Well, call me whatever you want. I want you to deconstruct what I just told you. See, because Jordan Peterson was correct. To what degree do I owe this privilege? Michael Eric Dyson, no, I'm looking at you. You appear to be white to me. There's a lot in you that's white. There are black people blacker than you. Do you have a privilege over them? No. We are one black. No, we are not. We are racist inside of our own race. You can be too black. Trust me. It ain't a colored person in the audience that hasn't had a grandmother or great-grandma talk about that, talk about the texture of your hair. Michael Eric Dyson is the prototypical guy who might have tried to pass back in the early days. Now, he professes to be fully black, but it is clear that he has white people's blood in him. So, Michael, if we're going to measure, which we certainly need to, or can anybody at whatever degree of blackness get paid or get their compensation or whatever? Because what Jordan Peterson was saying is, tell me how much privilege I've had and then tax me on it. Tell me what the penalty is so you can quit talking about it. And I've posed this question to many people and said, okay, if you're going to tax me, do you tax me because I happen to be 91% black? I'm sorry, 79% black and 21% white. I'm 11% Irish and 10% Scandinavian. So do I get the full amount of my blackness, or do I have to pay back 21% to somebody else? And in the case of Michael Eric Dyson, I suspect he's up to 40% white. You follow? This is why people don't want to debate me. I would love to have Michael Eric Dyson have the debate of white privilege. I would love to debate at the white privilege conference. In fact, I'm going to instruct my team to try to get me anywhere we can talk about white privilege, because we need to talk about it. It's such a malicious and dangerous concept to say to somebody, and this is what Jordan Peterson said at the end of this thing. He said, you don't like me. You treat me with disdain, and you want to debate the mean, angry white man, and you know nothing about me. You don't know. It's like I'll give you an example. Kelly Ward, senator running for senator in the state of Arizona. Her stepmother's black. People don't know that. I'd love for somebody to call her a racist. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. I love dissecting these arguments. I want to get out there and do a lot more of them. Debates. Because I won't lose them. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We had a couple of strange stories I want to get to. One of them is I call the can of beans. Did you guys see the video of this deputy taking down a guy with two cans of beans? I swear, dude's got a hammer. He's got a hammer. And which, by the way, is one of the most dangerous weapons in America. Hammer deaths in America are over close to 400. I won't forget seeing this stat. I don't know the exact number, but there are more hammer deaths than deaths by so-called assault weapons. More people die by hammers. And there's no clamor to get rid of hammers. I mean, I'm sure the Carpenters Union would be pretty upset. Even though, you know, those hydraulic hammers, or the pneumatic, I guess is what they call them, pow, 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 they like guns. That'll kill you. Those hammers will kill you. But anyway, there's more hammer deaths. But this guy's got a hammer, and he's going through the grocery store, this convenience store, and this older dude, man, he's like an older, I guess he's a deputy, he grabs a can of beans and whoo, and hits the dude, and while the guy's kind of recoiling from it, whoom, he throws another one and hits him and knocks him out. And it reminded me, strange story, I grew up on a big ranch, and we had an exotic game pasture where we had the hunting lodge. And in the hunting lodge, we had ostriches, and we'd raise these ostriches from the time they were about 4 feet tall. And the ostriches get to be, the big males get to be about 7 feet, and the females get to be about 6 feet. And this big male became, his neck got beet red. I mean, well, it was pink. That's not true. It was pink. So anyway, we dealt with these ostriches all the time. It was never a hassle with them. The canned story is, I'll get to it. You'll understand what I mean. So we never had any issue with them, and we didn't know why this bird suddenly had a pink neck. But my grandmother was coming, she went to visit the lady that cleans the lodge, and it's about 100 yards from her house to the hunting lodge. And the lady's name is Elsie. And my grandmother had gone down there to see Elsie, and she was walking back, and this ostrich, this big 7-footer with the pink neck, he flared his wings out, which we rarely see him do. And man, my grandmother was walking back, and she went to wave this, you know, normally they come at you and you just wave them off with your hat. My grandmother always wore like this straw hat, and she waved this ostrich off, and man, bam, kicked her to the ground. I'm laughing because it is a funny story. It has an interesting ending. So my grandmother's like, what the heck just happened? She said that ostrich kicked her like a mule. And so she's telling me the story. My brother and I were with military school. So she runs back, and finally, you know, she's dazed, but she runs back like the 10 yards she got out of Elsie's gate because the bird was circling around to kick her again. So she yells up to the hunting lodge, you know, from my grandfather, Ernest, Ernest. And he's like, what? And she says, that ostrich kicked me. He can't hear her because they're too far away. So he walks down to retrieve her and to escort her up. You know, he's going to be a gentleman. So he's going to escort her up. So he comes down. The bird didn't really bother him. They let him get down there. Well, as he went to leave with my grandmother, the ostrich came around to him, and he took his hat off, and he waved, and that bird said, and knocked his butt to the ground. My grandma said his glasses flew off. And you know how people, he's looking for his glasses, and his hat's over, and he's dazed. And she said, while my grandfather's looking for his glasses and his hat, the ostrich swung around again to kick him again. And she grabbed a rock, because, you know, we lived in the country. It was a dirt, one of these gravel roads. She grabbed the biggest piece of gravel she could find, and she throws it. And just as this ostrich is getting ready to kick my grandfather again, she hits him in the neck with this rock. So my grandfather is able to get up, and because the bird, you know, woo, zigzags because he gets hit in the neck. Of all places, she's going to hit this bird. She catches him in, you know, the skinny necks, right? Because she catches him in the skinny neck. And my grandfather gets up dazed and confused, and the ostrich is now circling back. So my grandfather, instead of running into Elsie's gate, there are two trees about 30 feet away. He breaks it for the trees because his bird is in pursuit, and he and the bird are playing peekaboo. As I'm thinking about this story cracking up, they're playing peekaboo around the trees. Where are you going? Which side you going to go? Which side are you going to go? And the bird is kind of chasing my grandfather around the tree. Well, he kind of gets, like throws him off, gets a little disinterested. So my grandfather makes the mistake of thinking he can book it up to the lodge so he can go get his gun. So he starts booking it. He's got 65, 70 feet to go to get to the lodge. And of course, the bird who's pretending that he's like, I don't see you. No, I don't see you turning around. And as soon as my grandfather breaks away, this bird chases after. Now, my grandmother can't keep up because ostriches can run about 40, 45 miles an hour. And my grandfather, and just so you folks understand this, my grandfather, when this happened, was easily in his 70s. My grandmother in her 60s. They were 10 years apart. My grandfather's booking it to get to the lodge, and there's a 6-foot fence that's got barbed wire at the top. And before he gets to the fence, the bird kicks him and knocks him down again. But this time he's a little more ready for it. So finally he gets dazed again. He didn't get his glasses knocked off because he got them in his pocket. And he scales the fence as the bird was trying to kick him again, and he goes over the barbed wire fence. Man, it was, we used to tell this story to everybody that came to the ranch because it was so funny. And so my grandfather goes to get his gun, gets in his truck to go pick up my grandmother and bring her back to the lodge. And then they didn't kill the bird, for those of you who are maybe PETA people. But they called and said, what got into these birds? Because they've been with us for years. And the guy says, were his legs and his neck red? They said, yeah. They said, yeah, it's a mating season. And he's now, what used to be a little ostrich is now the king of the roost. And so everybody's fair game. You know, he's full of testosterone. He's looking for a fight. And he got one. So they didn't kill him. But it was a funny story. But the part of the story that cracked me up was the dude hitting the guy with the can and my grandmother hitting this ostrich in the neck with the rock. Man, talk about a can of beans. Open up a can of worms when my grandmother tried to leave. No, I guess it was, well, okay, so it was, oh, the story is about a can of beans, but my grandmother opened up a can of worms when she left Elsie's house, and then that ostrich opened up a can of whoop butt and beat up my grandparents. Both of them. Oh, man. So we ended up putting a sign on the gate that said, beware of mating ostriches and spitting llamas. Yeah, I can tell you a spitting llama story another time. Anyway, I want to get into Jim Acosta here in a bit. Let's just talk about it. Because he got booted and he wasn't wearing his credentials around the White House. And the Secret Service lady, I touched on it the other day, she kicked him out. And Acosta was upset, like, don't you know who I am? Yeah, don't you know who I am? But I want to play something else about Acosta where, you know, he's gone crazy. And this has to do, I believe, with Kim Kardashian and who he believes should be at the White House or shouldn't be. We'll be back in just a bit. Keep it in.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump, First Lady Melania Trump, and Vice President Mike Pence all took part in a hurricane preparedness briefing at FEMA headquarters. The president then delivered some remarks.
We've had three devastating major hurricanes that hit our country within a month's time. It's never been really anything like it. And in the case of Texas, it wouldn't even go away. It would come in, we thought it was gone, it would go back out, it would reload, and this happened three different times, Russ. That was a record raindrop, that was a record water drop on a state and it wasn't even close.
The president is also continuing to prepare for his summit with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un next week in Singapore. Congressman Mike Gallagher has some advice for the president.
That we have to be prepared to walk away if indeed they're not. That we have options in our arsenal, and we can simply increase pressure as part of the maximum pressure campaign.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I love finding things that I think I can share with the audience that you may not have seen and haven't heard because you're not, you know, into the scene, so to speak. And we have many people on our research staff that look for these things. And to be honest with you, I wish we could do better. I wish my team was as Johnny on the spot as some other folks. But we did find some things that I find interesting. And that make the bigger point of what I always tell you guys is hidden support of who you are, of common sense and what you do. And so I want to share a story about Lil Wayne. Now, Lil Wayne is this dude's got dreadlocks. He wears saggy pants. He's got tattoos on his face. This dude has lived a hard life. But he is a brilliant dude. You will not agree with everything he says and does. And what's interesting is, if you follow what he talks about, like even his rap and stuff like that, where he talks about, you know, he uses very bad language about women and black folks and all this, his attitude is, so what? Doesn't mean I have to live it. He was asked the question, in fact, he says, would you let somebody call your daughter the B word? And he says, no, I would have a real problem with that. He goes, no. And he goes, well, you do it. And he goes, no, I don't say it to any particular woman. He says, I talk about them. They exist. He's saying, you want me to rap about something like, as if it doesn't exist. When he talks about B's and H's. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? The women who are gold diggers. The women who will do anything to get ahead. The women who are, you know, they're scandalous is the way we would say it in the hood. They're scandalous. They're shady. They're chicken heads. He's like, what? They don't exist? The girls that are loose and whatever else, however you define it, they exist. I'm talking about them. It's like, you don't want me to recognize reality. He says, when I talk about some dude breaking into your house and holding your parents hostage, that's a reality. He goes, I'm going to speak about it because it's going to say different things to different people. But he goes, I know this life. I'm telling you what I know. I've never listened to a Lil Wayne that I know of, knowingly. Never bought a record of his, but I tell you this, the dude, I tweeted to him and said, man, if given the chance, I'd love to spend some time talking to you. Because this is one of the most real dudes on the planet. Look, I talked the other day about Diddy, what he said. I've maybe even talked about it today. I don't remember. I talked about the Kanye effect. I've talked about Chance the Rapper saying, don't just give your vote to Democrats. I've talked about Ice Cube saying he's a supporter of Donald Trump. That's rap culture. And let me tell you something. Despite what Skinnyhead or Snoop Dogg is saying, he was friends with Trump. He knows black folks that are down with Donald Trump, period. Don't you believe the leftist hype. Black people, they can relate to Donald Trump. They want to be Donald Trump. And so does Snoop Dogg and many of the others. But I want to focus on Lil Wayne because he was saying things that were controversial. And I'm telling you right now, he says them in such a way that you go, he doesn't give a crap what you think about him. He says to black folks, if you don't want to buy my music, don't worry. There's a lot of white kids who want to buy my music. So I want to play some clips. Maybe we'll just get all this done in one segment. But I'm going to tell you, when I found some of these clips of the things that he says, because I've known about him saying, I don't understand this racism thing. You keep talking to me about it. He goes, I don't understand it. And that's what got him on my radar. But I want you to hear it. And I want you, Google, do yourself a favor. Google who I'm talking about. You will see a dude that you hope your daughter doesn't bring home to you. But he is absolutely blowing it. I mean, this guy is huge. He's a huge star internationally. And I consider him, being honest, a Miles Davis of rap, if you can think of that. Transcends all of it. Says, you're not going to sell me on the concept of racism. So here's the first clip. And it's an exclusive that he gave to, I don't know, some they say it in the clip. And then if we don't get to all of them this segment, we'll go another segment. But here is Lil Wayne talking to whoever these people are.
Hip-hop star Lil Wayne doesn't ordinarily give interviews, but Nightline's no ordinary broadcast. A controversial encounter with the rapper is already getting major attention on Twitter. Here's ABC's Lindsay Davis.
His lifestyle has all the trappings of a bona fide rock star.
He's my idol.
You're wasting my Nightline's music.
Over the past 3 years, Nightline has been granted rare access to the reclusive hip-hop icon, Lil Wayne.
I'm a slave for your ear. I'll die to make what you hear great.
Lil Wayne has been making music for nearly 25 years.
Lollipop.
With hits like Lollipop. A mogul discovering megastars like Nicki Minaj and Drake. Lil Wayne, born Dwayne Carter, was first discovered by New Orleans rapper Birdman, who quickly signed him to his record label, Cash Money. Wayne's first taste of mainstream success came with his electric verse on Juvenile's Back That Thing Up. His lyrics are crafty and calculating, yet raw and explicit.
I know how difficult it was to watch us come up with our pants sagging and our shirts all big and bandanas on and repping street things and talking about guns, and every verse was about how I would run in your house and tie your parents up or something like that. And I sold over a million records in a heartbeat. It was about lyrics. Mm-hmm. It wasn't about what you were talking about. It was about how you was talking about it.
What do you say to people who call your music vulgar, misogynistic, offensive, degrading?
No, if that's what you think about the music, if that's what you categorize it under, then so be it. All those things made me who I am, and I am a very successful man.
Now, I kind of had already set that clip up. Lil Wayne sees himself as, you know what, I took my talents, what I saw as the opportunity, I've made it into what it is, and so be it. You know, you can interpret this any way you want, but it's who I am. I make no apologies for it. But now we're going to get to the next part of it where he's asked about BLM. And I know I'm going to have to get into another segment because one of the best, the biggest controversies he had is one that I want to talk about, which is police. And that story is compelling. But anyway, let's get into the next part of this discussion that he's having with Nightline. Because as the guy says, we're worth it. They followed him for 3 years, and here he is talking about BLM.
But outside of a jail cell, his celebrity status has clearly shaped his perspective. Recently stirring controversy on Fox Sports when he said he personally doesn't see racism because so many of his fans are white.
I thought that was clearly a message that there was no such thing as racism.
There was a lot of backlash from people about that. Would you change it, what you said, or
no,
you still feel the same way? What's your thought on Black Lives Matter?
What is it? What do you mean?
The idea was that there's this movement called Black Lives Matter, thinking that the rest of America didn't seem to understand that Black Lives Matter.
It just sounds weird. I don't know that you put a name on. It's not a name. It's not whatever. It's somebody got shot by police for a reason.
I am a young black rich. If that don't let you know that America understands black matter these days, I don't know what it is. Don't come at me with that dumb, man. My life matters, especially to my.
Do you separate yourself from
it? I feel connected to a damn thing that ain't got nothing to do with me. If you do, you crazy. You. It's connected to this flag, right? Because I'm connected. I'm a gangbanger, man. I'm connected.
He ended our interview angrily. Lil Wayne is in the business of making music, not apologies.
Now, it's funny. As I was watching this interview, I know what made him mad. He's saying, you want to divide me from the culture that I know. When he pulled out the thing, he said, I'm a gangbanger. He was pulling out a red handkerchief because he's obviously a blood. And he's saying, I'm a gangbanger. You know, that's what I know. I talk about what I know. And he goes, I don't know what you're trying to make me know. I want you to understand something, people listening to me. This is the dude from the street. This is one of these guys that you would have, that a person would look over driving through accidentally through one of his neighborhoods and think, look at that piece of crap kid right there who's a thug. And that's no doubt about it. This kid was a thug. But he's one of those guys that could do something with his life and did it. And he's saying, you know what? There was nobody white oppressing me as I was doing the things that I was doing. There was nobody white shooting at me, coming at me, doing all these other things. That's what he's saying. And he's saying, I resent you because the people who have made me successful are these white kids, these people that you want to tell me don't give a crap about me. You want to polarize me from not only my audience, you want it to be dangerous for me when I go back to the hood. And that's why he pulled that thing out and says, look, this is who I am, but they helped me. Those white kids, don't you try to get it twisted. He knew exactly what they were doing. That's why he was offended. Now, the news producers are going, what did we say? We're just asking about Black Lives Matter. He's going, I know the game, folks. They don't matter in my hood.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177 or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I got to tell you, the more I learn about Lil Wayne, the more I respect him. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Talking about Lil Wayne, and those of you who may think you know him because there's a Lil John who was on Celebrity Apprentice, and I learned a lot about him on that show. Lil John convinced me that he was a smarter dude than I thought when I watched him on that show. But Lil Wayne is a whole different deal. In fact, I was told a story. And I don't know who the other rapper who was beefing with Lil Wayne, but supposedly they were in studio and, you know, things got heated and Lil Wayne said, well, hey, let's do this. And apparently dude can fight. And he just peppered this dude, just peppered him. And everybody put the word out, man, this guy is not to be messed with. I'll tell you, I see so much of me in him. In the sense of being somewhat of a maverick. Now, look, I don't wear my pants down below my butt. I'm never tattooing my face and getting one of these grills. Dreadlocks, okay, those days are over. But I'm saying, take away the outer appearance, the inner spirit of this guy reminds me of me. Now, I played a clip where he was asked about racism. He's like, man, because he was on ESPN talking sports. And he's like, man, I don't see this racism y'all are talking about. And that set off a lot of controversy for him. And he went, I don't care. What was funny about that is you didn't get a whole lot of people going, oh, let's hate on this dude. Because this is a guy that you could not, it wasn't like this was a, and I'll use Denzel, some straight-laced, you know, preppy-looking black dude that they'd love to get. This is a dude with dreads, sagging, from the street, undoubtedly. His credibility on the street is unquestionable. His rap music is exactly what, it isn't like he's some dude from, you know, the suburbs of, you know, from Long Island trying to pretend to be a rapper like most of these cats. This is a dude who's done it, and he's made other artists, Nicki Minaj and Drake being two of the biggest names. And, I mean, 25 years in the business, unquestioned, truly lived the life that he will try to keep his kids so far from, they won't even know that this, other than just looking at daddy and going, daddy's not exactly the executive we're used to seeing, they will have no knowledge of his life. So I want you to think about a guy like this, and he's out there saying, I don't believe in this racism stuff y'all are talking about. I'm not teaching my kids this. I don't buy it. And if you want to tell me that you believe it, understand this. You know my background. Now, I've been telling white people a long time, these kids that are on the street, they know the game. If you give them the right opportunity, they will take advantage of it like you wouldn't believe. And he's a good example. Lil Wayne is a good example. But I want you to hear his story. I want you to hear about him telling of an experience. And the reason why this experience is important is because it happens to him at the age of 12. Now, when I tell you a 12-year-old boy accidentally shoots himself, you may think, oh my gosh, he got his parents' gun. Oh no. Or whatever. When you hear that, you think of a tragedy of a child. See, that's the mentality that most of us have. I made a comment one time. It made some leftists super mad. But I said, when you hear a 13-year-old kid, something happened to him in the hood, 13-year-old boy killed in a drive-by in Chicago, you think, oh my gosh, oh my goodness, poor baby. What was he doing? Walking home from school at 3 in the morning. Did they let him? Did they keep him for detention? What was happening to this poor little baby? And I'm telling you, man, that dude works for a shot caller, and he was running a territory, probably had 4 or 5 of his little boys that were lookouts and all kinds of stuff, carrying a pistol. I mean, this is a 25-year-old thug in the real world. You know what I'm saying? 13 years old. But you hear that and you think, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, this 10-year-old boy was killed in Chicago at 2 o'clock in the morning. Where were his parents? Why wasn't he in? Did something happen? Did he wander out? Did he sleepwalk? No, he was dealing. He was slinging. It's not like, you know, you got to wonder. These kids are 30 years old in white people years. They don't even know if they're going to live to be in their 20s. But here's what I want to play this clip. And I want you to understand why Lil Wayne has come to the conclusion that he came to. And I want you to remember when he's talking about the colors of the people involved, we bleeped out all the bad language. You'll get it. But we bleeped it out. But this is the most eye-opening thing I can play for you to try to make you understand the state of things in the black community and how winnable they are when somebody's willing to make sense of it, when somebody's willing to make hay with stories like Lil Wayne. So here's that clip.
At the age of 12 years old, I shot myself. I was in the house. Police knocked on the door. I was right there. They knocked the door down. Everybody jumped over my body to go get the guns and drugs and whatever they could find. It took one guy to stop right there and cuss everybody that hopped over me out. Like, what the fuck are y'all doing? They said, oh, no, no, no. We was going to see if it... What the fuck are y'all doing? We called the ambulance. A fucking ambulance. Do you not see this kid on the floor with this hole in his chest?
said, you drive, pick me up, brought me to the hospital. He didn't drop me off at the ambulance and said, you take him. He brought me to the hospital room and made two and stood there and waited till the doctor said he's gonna make it. He said, don't worry, my name's Uncle Bob. He was white as snow. The motherfucker that hopped over me was blacker than me.
Was he a cop?
Yeah, he was a cop. My life was saved by a white man. I don't know what racism is. I know a good motherfucking name, Uncle Bob, though.
Wow. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I hear that, man, and wow. That's all I can say. Wow. What a story. I hope that story has a level of impact on you that it has on me. Because, see, every time somebody white comes up to me and asks me, what can I do? Kevin, what can I do? What can you do? See, that wasn't talk, what that cop did. That wasn't talk. That Lil Wayne was involved in criminal activity at the age of 12. And when these cops busted in on him and all the black cops went to go make a case, the white cop is the one who showed humanity. Ask Lil Wayne about Black Lives Matter and he will tell you point blank, no, they do not. They matter to the people who don't look at the color, who see the humanity. That's his story. That's not me making it up. And anybody that dare questions his reality is just a fraud, a race pimp, a race baiting race pimp. This man told it the way it is. And I hope it sinks into you, that everybody listening out there, that these kids out there know who to blame. And the only thing that changes, you know why he didn't get caught up in it? Because he didn't get the regular education they wanted him to get. They didn't give him the education that said, oh man, blame the cops, blame that white man. The cops were there to do their job. But once the humanity kicked in, that white cop said, to heck with this job. Let me help this kid. And not a single one of the black people did it. And Lil Wayne was smart enough to go, I got what happened here. I tweeted him. I said, man, let me tell you something. Every black dude I know has an Uncle Bob. Every one of them has a white person who came into their lives and said, this isn't about color. This is about your humanity. This is about what I see in you. I have no idea what Uncle Bob saw in Wayne, Lil Wayne. But I'll tell you this. I've said this time many, many times. A kid like him that's willing to do what he's doing, you put him on the straight and narrow and you watch what happens. And he is a perfect example. That's the guy who should be getting an award. We should be canonizing this man to say, you know what? There are thousands of Lil Waynes running around this country, and most of them are never going to get a break. You don't know what their genius is, but I swear to you, they have genius. And it's up to us to discover it. Because let me tell you, the left will never want you to discover it. They don't want you to know who can be somebody who, if they were empowered, who would be the person that is going to bring on the next revolution of whatever that is. They never want you to meet that person if that's a person of color.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.